Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Sigmund serial data, and serial sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. Well, I have a great treat for you. We went out and got some Greek food and took a water break, and Chris agreed to stay.
Thank you.
Today's show is another full-packed, hot topic, juicy shows, a little bit of a year-end recap.
Oh, that's exciting.
As much as we can get through.
I forget, you know, these days it's hard to remember what year was what.
Me too.
Yeah, so I don't remember what this – you told me last night we would do a little year-end recap, and I was trying to think of what stories
I don't even remember.
This year
it's all blur. You know, it's just all –
it's all a blur.
Well, we'll go through some stuff, and towards the end, maybe we'll have a better clarity.
Okay. All right.
First of all, you told me something I was not made aware of.
Yeah.
That the three of us were featured on TMZ Celebrity Christmas Trees 2021.
Yes.
This is a very cute photo.
It's a very cute photo.
It was at the Sarah Colonna Christmas party.
Yeah. However, not all of us are featured. If you notice at the bottom, it's just your name. We're just friends.
Whoa.
Yeah. And that's not
this makes it even better.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, it's just that. And you were actually featured twice on Celebrity Christmas Trees. I scrolled through. I have to tell you. And now, listen, I'm about as up as I can be on pop culture stuff and
yes.
celebrity stuff. I was thumbing through Celebrity Christmas Trees. I didn't know any of the people. Not taking anything away from us.
Well, basically, you are taking away from me.
I'm not. You popped up twice. Not only in this one with me.
Slow day.
You popped up in another one in front of your Christmas tree.
Wow.
Or a Christmas tree. I don't know.
Do you recall what I was wearing?
It looked like silvery, I believe. Silvery, like a not a two-piece thing, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sure. I don't know.
I think that might have been, was that maybe Josh Flagg's Christmas party?
It might have been Josh
Flagg's. Well, good, because we're going to talk about Josh Flagg.
Really a very nice tree.
Josh Flagg has a new show out called Josh and Josh.
Right.
It's like a spinoff from Million Dollar Listing, and it's Josh Altman and Josh Flagg.
Uh-huh.
And last night was the first episode, or this week was the first episode, and I watched it. And he has a therapy session with Dr. Drew, him and Josh Altman, and he goes, I met Dr. Drew through some mutual friends. We ended up on a trip to Mexico together.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't mention you?
No.
It's kind of like me on the TMZ Christmas tree.
And then he shows the photos, and I'm not blurred out, and neither is Dr. Drew and his wife, Susan, and Josh is not blurred out, but Sarah's blurred out, her husband John is blurred out, my husband Peter's blurred out,
yeah.
Your wife Liz, and you.
Right.
So I texted Josh Flagg.
Okay.
And I'm like, watching the show. First of all, I wrote him, watching the show, when can you and Josh Altman and your husband Bobby come on Juicy Scoop? I watch a little more and I see this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know if I want you on my show anymore. You didn't even mention, okay? I'm fine that you friend poached Dr. Drew. But you're on a TV show.
It was a bit of a friend poach, right?
100%, yeah. Except he's been classy enough to not do anything with Dr. Drew without inviting me.
Oh, that's
so
good.
After they did the therapy session on the show, I was there at the tail end and joined them for a free dinner.
Yeah.
So he knows how to keep the friendship.
Right,
I'm not
right.
mad. But I called him. He just landed in Hawaii. Oh, he was going to Hawaii for 5 days, and then Bobby's meeting him 5 days later. And I go, why is Bobby meeting you 5 days later? He's like, because my parents were supposed to come, but their flight got canceled. And they saw it as a sign to cancel the whole trip.
Wow.
So now Josh Flagg is just alone in Maui for 5 days by himself.
Oh.
So for like about 3 minutes, I thought about flying out there and joining
him.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
But I would have to share a bed with him.
Oh, well, you could do that.
I don't know. I mean, I just like to read and like watch TV when I want to watch TV. It's not even about the sex thing. It's just like, let me just have my alone time.
That's why I don't stay at anyone else's house. I'm always like,
you can't get your coffee.
I don't want to have to ask to get an apple. You know, like,
it's mostly the coffee.
Everything.
It's always about the coffee.
I think it's about the bathroom. Mine's the bathroom.
Can I make a suggestion to anybody that really wants people to stay at their home?
Yeah.
Get a Keurig for the guest bedroom.
Okay.
Make sure there's plenty of water and like a little, just a mini Keurig and like cream or whatever they need in the morning.
Okay.
Just be like as early as you wake, especially if you're a late, if you're an early person, fine. Yeah. But if you're like a later riser, and just make that person feel so comfortable and just be like, here's a bunch of water, have your coffee.
Yeah.
Feel free to walk around. Call. But if you want to just have your coffee alone in your room like you would at a hotel.
Right. And also, can I just add, if you have if the room or the house has any quirks, which every house does,
right?
Their house, you got to jiggle the handle on the toilet or whatever.
Yes.
Let people know, because there's nothing.
Wait,
than overflowing a toilet.
I have horrible news for you.
Oh no!
At the Christmas party,
this is what I'm getting.
Peter
at. Again
fucked up Sarah's toilet again.
She wrote me the next day.
Shut up.
Yes.
What did she say?
She said Peter clogged the toilet again. Second, he's been there twice.
Get Peter. Peter.
And he's clogged the toilet
twice. I'm going to get Annie to bring Peter in, because when he told me this,
yeah,
I was like, Peter, how could you let this happen a second time? And I go, were you literally saving your dumps for Sherman Oaks?
He seems to be.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Peter. And then he goes, no, John said it's the toilet's fault. I'm like, well, of course, he's a classy Canadian.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But they are saying, they're texting me and saying that Peter clogged the toilet again, second time.
Second time in a row.
I need to tell you something.
Yeah.
I've been on a boat. I am experienced at using a very horrible toilet.
Right.
Because you gotta
no one wants to hear this story. I just want the world to know.
Go.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is the part where I have to tell Sarah, never be afraid to invite me alone.
Okay.
I just don't want to be left out.
Yeah.
Because my plus one is a plus two.
Number two.
My plus one is a number two. Oh my God!
House triggers me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like Heather.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He told me after we got home, and I was like, "Please tell me you're joking. Please tell me you're joking."
There.
Well, it's out there now.
It's out there. Yeah. So, but they were happy that he didn't lay on the couch again. Because remember the last time he clogged the toilet and then laid on the couch so nobody else could
sit. Well,
he
was exhausted after that.
That'll
wear you
out.
A baby. Unbelievable. Well, so anyway, I called Josh Flagg.
Okay.
And we were talking on the phone. And I'm like, "What?" He goes, what are you talking about? I go, did you not watch the episode? I'm like, they blurred out all of our faces. I'm like, why is the production team so lazy that they wouldn't get a release? I go, you're with celebrities.
Right.
Why not show the celebrity faces? And I'm like, and if all you had to do was text me and go, hey, or the person, can we get these people to sign a release?
Right.
I mean, television personalities, NFL player.
But wait a minute. If they didn't get you to sign a release, why is your face not blurred out?
I guess he just knows I want to still go to parties and I'm not going to go after him. Yeah. But I never signed a release.
I wouldn't have gone after him either. He could have used my likeness. But there was two pictures, by the way. There was another picture. Where your face was blurred.
And Sarah's wasn't.
Yeah, Sarah's wasn't. That's right.
Yeah, so I'm like, this is some sloppy work.
Some sloppy work.
I'm just saying, I know they had to. I mean, the show is fun.
Mm-hmm.
But come on. And anyway. He said, I go, how does that happen? He goes, they're idiots, whatever. I don't
my
know.
Wife will be thrilled that her boobs look big.
Her stomach looks flat, but nobody knows who she is.
No, nobody knows who she is, so she'll be thrilled by that. So, yeah, that's good. At least we have that going for us.
Anyway, let's talk about James Franco. So James Franco
finally broke his silence.
So he had this school, and I remember when—
Acting school.
Acting school. Yeah. I remember when a young person I knew said that she was going there,
mm-hmm.
and— acting school. And she's like, I'm so excited to do James Franco acting school. And he's like, there all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? He's there all the time? Like, that seems weird.
Yeah.
And then, I don't think she stayed that long. Hopefully nothing happened to her. So several people came out. Two girls sued. He settled with these girls for $2 million. He just did a radio interview where he basically admits that he slept with women, but he said, I never started this acting school to lure in women.
Right.
And But it was, you know, I didn't have good judgment in sleeping with my students who were over 18 because of alcohol and drug use and sex addiction.
He went sex addiction. It's one of the ones you have to do. You have to think, should I go full sex addiction on this apology? You remember the first sex addiction person? Do you remember who it was?
Hold on, let me think.
First one who went full sex addiction on their cheat, caught cheating, went sex addiction.
I want to say, was it a Halle Berry ex?
That's who it was. Halle Berry ex, a real handsome singer. I forget his name.
Yeah.
And he was the first one who went sex addiction as an excuse. It's been used since. I'm not sure why everybody caught in a situation like this doesn't use it. Because I feel like it's one of those ones where you can't argue it. You know, it's an addiction like any other, I guess you would say that.
I think there are some behavior that I would say is part of the rehab you should get should include sex addiction.
Right.
When someone just absolutely cannot put down their phone, they need to see porn, they need to get, you know, they need to DM someone, like not even a few hours idly can they spend not pursuing a woman.
Right.
I do think that's something's wrong, you know? And no excuse as their partner to have put up with it, but like I do think there's some but anyway, the girls, the victims, said their attorneys spoke for them and said, you know, he still didn't take, and according to them, they didn't felt he took any real responsibility for the pain that he caused the girls. He basically just said, well, I did this because I was, you know.
And from what I read, and also, and I'm not excusing James Franco, but whatever, nothing was forceful here. There was nothing, anything like that. They're not accusing him of that. What they're accusing him of was using his power as an acting teacher, if there's such a thing, to influence these girls or, you know, groom them, whatever. But I think everyone was of age and all that. So I'm saying that the angle that I'm curious as to why nobody takes, and a guy like James Franco at this point weirdly seems like the career is kind of, I guess it's over. You know, like what are you going to do now? All his friends, all those guys, Seth Rogen's and all the guys he worked with have just said, we're not going to work with them anymore.
You know who also started an acting school? Chewie.
That's right. Oh, remember that? Chewie Bravo, who's rest in peace.
And so is his acting
school. Chelsea Lately started an acting school. That lasted about 2 weeks.
Well, I didn't think it was a good idea.
No, because he wasn't an actor.
And he was a little creepy. Yeah. I mean, he could be a little handsy. Right. And he might not have understood the rules.
Yeah. He.
The lights just brightened up, but I look
good.
Fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Good with it.
Just got some brighter lights in here. I don't know. Go on.
But anyway.
Yeah.
I don't want to be sound insensitive at all, but I'm just curious as to why nobody takes the approach of, like, I believe an honest approach to any of these type of apologies, which is, listen, I was a very handsome, successful actor in Los Angeles in an era that wasn't what we're living in now. And I probably made some mistakes. Like, you know, like, I don't know why everybody doesn't say that. Like, I think
sounds
some
to
people,
me like you have something prepared in case this ever
happens. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. 100. Listen, I'm no different than James Franco during the Chelsea Lately days.
And wearing that leather jacket.
Yeah,
am I looking at James Franco? You know,
I was enjoying my life back then. Absolutely.
And I want to be sensitive to anybody that's a victim of any kind of, you know, coming on to you. Anything that you did not, you know, agree to. But when you're at the top of your game on a show that's super hot,
right?
I mean, the case of Chris Noth, and I'm not.
Oh,
again,
yeah.
I believe the women, but I also believe that there's probably a lot of women that are not coming forward that agreed to have relationships on with him for just an evening,
right?
Because it's Mr. Big, and he's charming, and he's sexy, and I'm down.
I actually think I know a few, and I'm not kidding.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, and that doesn't take away from the girls that did not want this attention and got it. But I'm saying, he was in a position to not have to work very hard to want to hang out with him.
Right.
So,
but
James Franco included, along with Chris Frangiola.
Listen, I was a wonderful sweetheart of a guy.
I'm going to say the years between 2009 and 2014 were good years.
Good, yeah. I mean, Chelsea Lately was a fun show to be on, and I was having a nice time.
You walked
time.
Into a bar, and a couple girls were watching you every night at 11 p.m.
I mean, that's why you get into this business, it at was, least. So you thought back
I
then.
Mean,
it was
I
a fun
think it
time.
Was easier to get female attention during those years than the years of working with Meghan Markle at Mirabelle.
It's true, absolutely. And you
so
know,
you go
to...
from working hard, not so hard, because you've always been cute, but
Thank
you work.
You very much.
You, having to put a little more effort forth to the point of having to put practically no effort forth.
Yes.
And so I think that's kind of an interesting thing to explore. You
that's
know?
What I'm, saying. I'm
and,
saying.
And girls, too. Like, you're sexually free. You're sexually positive. You've already boned 20 guys.
Yeah.
Only three that were your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And now you're at a bar and someone that you watch every night that you think is sexy as hell is giving you attention.
Right.
And you're like, I don't
Wait, is
care.
It still me or James Franco?
All three of you.
Okay.
And you're and so as the girl, you're like, okay. I cannot wait to tell the story at brunch.
That's what I, yes.
I want to fuck him or do whatever with him. I know I'll never hear from him again. I know he's married.
Right.
I don't want to hang out with this guy who's 20 years older than I am. But I,
right.
I not you.
Oh, sorry.
Chris Knopf.
You didn't have to add that.
Chris Knopf. Because
yeah,
one
okay,
of the girls
yes.
said, like, he was... A lot yeah. older than I would ever be interested in and everything.
Well,
and I get that all. The standards all change. Just like the girls that sleep with, you know, NBA players that they know are in solid relationships with other people.
Yeah.
It's a notch on their belt, too.
The
so,
Chris Knopf stuff does not surprise me. I mean, as a guy who kind of knew him a little bit, he was a Mirabelle restaurant that I worked at. His wife was a bartender there. That's where they met. He met her at
oh,
Mirabelle.
Really?
Yes.
That's some juicy
And they're
insights,
still
too.
Married.
Well, they are still married. I don't know that they had the greatest Christmas.
No.
But they have two kids. I hope it works out.
Yeah.
He's since been dropped by the agency, dropped by the equalizer.
Everything.
Obviously, he was already dead on Sex and the City.
But he was doing cutesy Peloton commercials.
That was dropped. Yeah. That was pulled.
I guess they had a tequila.
The three girls said something, Sarah, and you know said, we stand with the women. We're really sad, which is the right thing to say. And in their defense... He was probably a total gentleman to them throughout all those years
right.
of being on the set. That's the thing. You're not trying to bone your co-star.
Yeah.
You're not. You're
no,
like,
I, the
you
one
know,
girl was, I read the one girl's story, which sounded very legitimate. I mean, and she was a stand-in. She was Kristen Davis's stand-in. And he was, you know, coming on hard. And some of the things he was saying, I'm like, but the guy was kind of an odd guy. I mean, I could totally see that happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a strange dude. You've had conversations
I mean,
with
I
him.
Went to the parties.
Yeah.
And I thought he was kind of fun and flirty with me, but he never tried anything. My husband, Peter, was there the whole time.
Right.
But, like, when I took a photo with him, it was close and snuggly, and I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
But I did nothing else happened, you know? So, for me, my experience was what my experience was.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that other people's experiences weren't different.
Did you ever take an acting class? Were you ever in an acting class?
Yes, I've taken my acting class, and I think I've told this story before, but for the new people, I was doing a scene same time next year with this guy,
mm-hmm.
and the acting teacher stopped the class during our scene, had a talking to alone with my guy, the co-star of the scene. This guy was like a 45-year-old
man.
Okay,
now just for context, when is this? What year?
This is, I'm like 25.
Okay.
And it's a place on Robertson.
Yeah, so these are different times.
Yeah, and... He talks to him, and then we do our scene again, and then he and I talk, and we were friendly, but we were not dating or anything. And I go, what did he say to you, like, about when he took you to the side about what's going on in our scene and why the coach, acting teacher, doesn't think it's working? And he said that the acting teacher said, have you fucked her yet?
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, no. And he goes, well, that's your problem.
Oh my God.
See, the scene is about a couple that meets every year and they have separate lives and there's not enough sexual chemistry around between you two.
Yeah.
The way this scene is going to be better is if you guys have sex by next week.
Right. Yeah. Like once again, I want to.
And I actually dropped the class after that.
I'm not letting James Franco off the hook, but every acting teacher was a scumbag. Like that's what it was. Like,
yeah.
And you got into acting class, like just to. get laid. It was like a thing, you know, you picked your scene partner based on, oh, she's a cute girl, he's a cute guy, and then you always rehearsed back at each other's apartments or whatever.
Honestly, that's why I pursued stand-up and writing. Because I went to I went to one too many weird converted garages in North Hollywood.
Yes. To study scenes?
To do scene study.
Oh, my God.
With someone who was, like, too old to be living in a converted garage actor that was kind of hot, but still living in a converted garage.
God, I miss those days.
And I remember I just said, and then having to memorize and then having to make the plan of where to meet and drive an hour and a half to practice this thing so that you have it together by Wednesday night at 7:30 for the scene study. And are any agents going to come to this night and you can get signed? I was like, I mean, that's part of the reason I was. And I remember being at the Growlings and my one friend who was a good actress and she had been in, was booking stuff. But she even said, she goes, is there a time when I can just quit acting class?
Yeah.
Like real acting class. Is there a time? You know, like, because I just, I don't want to do it anymore. And I just remember we were all like,
Yeah. Because you were always in acting class with people. Nobody ever made it. Like you were, like you think of the people you were in the acting class with. Or even, like, I was in acting class in New York and there were like older people in the class. I'm like, well, nobody here has done anything. Like,
well, one of the things that I remember, I said, oh, can you, I go, I have a meeting with an agent this week. So can you help me with this monologue or something with the coach? And then the coach is like, well, could we do a scene together and I can come with you so that I can be seen too?
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. The person I'm paying all this money to doesn't have representation either? Yeah,
exactly. They were all like failing. I mean, in the case of James Franco, he was pretty successful. But I knew people who took it were at his school and they would tell these stories. Like, oh, he would hit on the girls. Like, well, why do you think James Franco's got an acting class? Like,
well, he says that's not why he had an acting
class. That's what he has to say.
I mean, I remember when this story broke and there was a lot of really disturbing stuff.
Sexual
the scenes were.
Yeah, I remember he used to make them do sexual.
And like, like it was a lot. Yeah. Well, anyway, good luck to you.
But once again, he was one of those dudes, remember? Hosting the Oscars, Hollywood Sweetheart.
Oh my God,
Sweetheart.
That was so bad when he hosted.
Remember,
the
he was like everybody loved him. He was a cute stoner, fun guy, and God, it's just everybody's a scumbag, I guess. In the end,
well, Real Housewives of OC is happening, and there was a juicy thing that happened. Besides these two girls wearing high ponytails, everyone's wearing high ponytails now because it like pulls up your face.
Yeah.
So you might see a high ponytail next time you come here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I've never seen you ever in a high ponytail.
I don't know. I think it's just not what I do. But now I'm like, I don't know. But maybe it's a lot of high ponytail. Anyway, these two girls got in a fight. I just want to tell you why.
Okay.
Because this one, Shannon Bedore, who's blonde, while cameras were filming her, she said, I can't believe that Heather Dubrow is inviting this new girl, Nicole, who's a new cast member, to her house. Because I knew Nicole from 20 years ago, and Nicole tried to sue Heather Dubrow's husband, Terry Dubrow, for a bad boob job.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, yeah.
So it all comes out, and Heather Dubrow is furious because she's like, without saying we're on a reality show, she's kind of like, Shannon, you put it out there whether my husband's innocent or not, and the case was settled and dropped. Now the world knows that on occasion, my husband gets sued as a plastic surgeon, which doesn't look great, even if he's the greatest plastic surgeon on earth. So why would you put out there? So I just want, at the end of this scene, and Heather Dubrow used to be an actress, she gets very serious with her outside, and she says, I'm telling you, if you ever come for my family or my husband again, it'll cost you a lot more than our friendship.
Whoa.
That is not a threat.
Mm-hmm.
That is a promise.
Whoa.
And so we were watching it last night, and Peter's like, wait, is this for real? And I'm like, well, she is an actress. I definitely think she knew she was going to talk to her, and she planned out her fucking speech. But the juiciest stuff that's going on with the show.
But what was that thing that Tamara wrote at the bottom?
Oh, Tamara wrote this. She wrote, okay, Tamara's no longer friends with the blonde Shannon Bedore.
Yeah.
Tamara's no longer on the show. So Tamara wrote, alcohol will age you so fast. Weight gain ages you as well. If you don't take care of your body, it shows.
So she's talking about
Well, that's what people thought. She since came out and said, no, I was just talking about it in general.
Oh.
But that's just a fact.
Yeah. Well, it is, but, you know.
It's just kind of weird that you put it under two girls and you put it.
So she did put that under the picture.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
but she definitely said, oh, I was responding to somebody else asking me about fitness or something. I don't know. I think she kind of realized that it looked pretty bad and knows, hey, it's, you know, it keeps us talking. Now, this girl, Noella, this is pretty juicy. Being an L.A. person, you have probably heard the ads of Sweet James.
Seen the,
the attorney. Uh-huh. I just heard him. He did a full interview on Kiss FM.
About, oh, okay.
And, you know, so this is his wife, Noella.
Which and one?
The this is the
with the dogs?
Well, they got in a fight, yes, with the dogs. So her thing is only she and her mom and her two little dogs. She has two kids. She has one daughter from a previous relationship, and that dad won't let that kid be on the show.
Okay.
And then she and Sweet James and their son were going to be on the show together. But since the show started to air, he was slapped with a tax lien and then also filed divorce from her. And now she says on the show, I haven't gotten one dime from him, nothing.
Okay.
So now it's just down to just her mother and her two little dogs. He goes on over Christmas. Okay. This happened over Christmas. He starts his own website, different from the law website, to address what's been told on the show. And he basically says that Noella always wanted to be a Real Housewife. For the last 5 years, we were looking for houses together for that would be filming approved. And she wanted to give me a child. I never had a child. She went through two rounds of IVF. We found a surrogate in the country of Georgia. Exactly. Like,
well, Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who carried our baby. And then we had to go to Georgia and get our son.
Yeah.
And it was very traumatic and difficult getting him out of the country. Why in California when – I mean, if there – I don't think there's a better state to have a surrogate situation happening. I mean, there's a ton of surrogates here right in California. Why would you go across the world? It's very, very bizarre.
Right.
And then he says, you know, but I am not here to disparage Noella, anything, but – I was a Puritan when I met her, and then we got into sex, drugs, and rock and roll because she talks about how she's bisexual and that they have a sex dungeon and they boned on the first date.
Whoa.
So he's all like, right. So I really changed who I am, but I wish Noella the best, but I don't recognize who she is anymore. So then she reposts that and is like, you haven't called me in 5 months. I've not gotten a dime. You haven't seen your son, all this shit. And then he posts a third one and he's like, oh, I just want you to know Noella and I are working it out. All this is out there. And everyone's like, what is happening? Is this to keep him known as Sweet James?
Yeah.
Who doesn't sound so sweet. The personal injury attorney or what? But then I Live for Bravo posted this. I can see why Sweet James says he doesn't recognize Noella anymore. I'm showing you these five photos of how much Noella has changed.
Is that the same person?
That is the same person.
Oh, my God.
She went from being very blonde and fair with light-colored brows to still blondish brown, then dark hair and plastic surgery and very dark hair. And,
Oh, my God. That's a different person.
Yeah. In the end, she looks like an Egyptian goddess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do they call that when you do your hair? Like, they mat it down there.
So,
the front.
We
edging?
Were just talking
they
about
call
that.
Edging.
So, for predominantly black women, they when they do pull their hair back and stuff, they take their little baby hairs and they comb them down. They put like this like gel on it and it looks really cute. And Kim Kardashian started doing it. But it really – I've never seen white women do it until Kim. And now a lot of people are doing it. But she is – her dad was a black weatherman.
Okay.
So now – she is all about, I'm the first black Real Housewife of OC. I really identify with my, you know, being
not
black.
Not Al Roker, was it? He's the only black weatherman I know.
I think this one might have been a California local person.
Right.
And she changed her look a lot and, you know, very much playing up that side of her. But I thought that was interesting. But I mean, I don't really know what the goal. People think they're in this together. I don't. I think that they're definitely going to stay divorced. And I think he tried to save his reputation.
Yeah.
And but I mean, it was all played out on social media over Christmas, which was very bizarre. But hey, also on Housewives, Megan King Edmonds got married to her third husband.
Yes.
75 days ago. Or they were married for 75 days.
And now he's somehow in Biden, right?
So Joe Biden's sister's son is who she married.
Right.
And Joe Biden and his wife, first lady, went to the wedding.
Yeah.
They met on a dating site.
Right.
They said they talked for 5 hours the first night and they just knew.
Right.
They got married after 5 weeks. Uh-huh. She has three kids with
Jim Edmonds.
Jim Edmonds.
Yeah.
He left her for a girl that they had a threesome with.
Right.
So he's engaged to now his fourth or fifth wife.
Okay.
She, and now this is her third husband. And it sounds to me, from what I read in her statement, she is devastated and that he broke up with her.
Wow.
Yeah.
2 months of marriage. I feel like. That's
now, don't you think of all the weddings for Joe Biden to attend?
Yeah, right.
It's quite a coup to have the president of the United States, Secret Service come. I was kind of surprised.
Did he actually come or did the wife come?
No, they went.
Joe Biden.
Yes.
Did he know he was there? No, just kidding. He thought he was in Russia meeting
the prime
minister.
Imagine they had to break the news to him.
Joe, you're at a wedding. What?
No, they had to break the news to him that the wedding ended. So I had Annie look up and I go, is her wedding as long as Kim's to Chris Humphries? And she beat it by 2 days. So,
oh, wow.
When Kim announced that she was breaking up with Chris, it was 73 days.
Yeah.
When this broke, it was 75 days.
Oh, well, I'm glad they beat that. I didn't realize that Chris Humphries was that short. It was that short, huh?
Yeah. And then she said she's devastated and her family she and her kids have to, it sounds like it was his doing and they have to recover from this and, you know, they're devastated. And I'm like, okay, first of all, your kids are really little.
Right.
Like literally, it's not like they knew him for 10 years. I mean, they know him for a matter of months.
Yeah.
And one day was just dress up cute and take some photos. They might have thought it was just, wow. You know, for an Instagram post. But I mean, I feel bad for her. She's a nice person. But the thing is, she used to be on The Real Housewives of OC. So imagine had they kept her, we could have watched the wedding with Joe Biden, the breakup, the courting, everything. That would have been more exciting than Sweet James.
No kidding. I would like to see. Anyway, well, I hope she lands on her feet.
How soon do you think she'll marry
husband number four? She'll have another person in a month.
Well, she went on Instagram and she did the real, you know, broken out skin. Yeah. I'm losing my hair from anxiety. I'm just letting you guys know this.
She went full no makeup.
Full no makeup, like I'm going through it.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's, I mean, I'm sure she's not happy. But
now, every time a marriage ends that quickly, I'm always like, there had to be some signs that this wasn't going to work. You know,
I think
happens from the I do to 2 months later? What shows it's...
Oh, I think the signs were after the I do.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, that's why you date someone for a couple years.
Right.
And you get through a holiday and you get through something tragic or difficult. Because if it's all been bliss...
Vacation. Got to go on a vacation. You got to go on a vacation.
Yeah.
See, because that's where things rear their head.
And he was an attorney, but not a practicing one. So maybe when they got together and started to live together, it was like he really wasn't doing anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know. All of a sudden, someone's like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
Got to get stuck in traffic. That's one telltale sign. How do they handle traffic?
How do they handle traffic? And how do they handle like a rage rage?
Road rage.
Road rage or someone like taking their parking spot?
I think one time I dropped my keys.
Yeah.
You know, an elevator has a little area. Door opens.
Yes.
There's a little area.
Yeah.
And it could go down five floors. Drop my keys getting out of the elevator.
Where?
Their old girlfriend's apartment. And they fall down to wherever.
Abyss.
Gone.
Yeah.
And I know I didn't have another set of keys. Have like an expensive car, those magnetic keys that cost $5,000, whatever, to get them redone. And she was like laughing, like that I dropped the keys. And that was one where I was just like, if this was a marriage, thank God it wasn't, I would have shown my true self and it would have been over. I was furious.
Furious that she's laughing.
Yeah, and furious. Yeah, everything about it was, you know, a normal person probably would have handled it like, oh, there goes my keys. I'll have to get new ones. But I was, yeah, so.
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me this morning.
Oh, okay.
After 21 years of marriage. We packed up all of our stuff from our Palm Desert home, and we were all so tired.
Oh, you guys just came back today?
Came back yesterday, but we're all so tired. We didn't unpack, and I knew I had to do this today, so I'm like, I'll do it tonight. And Peter wanted to wear his new Lululemon pants for you. Okay?
That's nice of him.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he had Lululemon. I didn't realize, first of all, nothing against Peter. I didn't realize they made Lululemon pants for men.
They absolutely do.
Okay.
They're like joggers.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty cute, to be honest. Okay.
He's wearing them. Yeah, they are cute.
So he can't find him.
Yeah.
Now, he left a couple hours before me in another car. So he's like, you moved my stuff. Where's my Lululemon pants? Did you leave them at the house? And I go, no, but you did leave your swim trunks. And I packed those. So I, well, let me see. You know, all of them have dark clothes. So I'm like, let me look in Brandon's bag. Let me look. I look through all the bags. And then he's like, oh, they're here in his bag.
Yeah. Did you get an apology?
Yeah. I go, hello. And he's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, but it... You went right from blaming me to losing your pants, you know? And I'm just like, all right, but
These are the storms you have to weather in order to become a successful 21-year marriage, which Jim Edmonds and
let me
Cuff
tell you,
Biden, is that his name?
A few years ago, I might not have acted so calmly and accepting of his weirdness.
Why is that? A few years ago, what? You were thinking about getting out?
A few years ago, I think I would fight it.
Right.
And now I just go, it's not worth my energy to fight it. I know I'm right and whatever. And just like, let me just get through this. I don't feel like defending my point of view of like, don't blame me. I didn't take it. Like, I just am like.
Not that you would ever leave Peter, but do you ever think you get to the point? And I think a lot of people do. I think I do as a. And so does my wife, probably.
Yeah.
I think we get to the point where it's like, well, I'm not going to leave now. Like, I don't want to be back on Bumbles and whatever. You know what I mean?
Well, I had a very weird dream. I know dreams suck. No one wants to hear a repeated dream.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've always been thinking about Big dying in the Sex of the
City.
Yeah. And I've always, you know, how people are like, why didn't she call 911, right? And I'm like, I wonder if there's ever been people that just are not happy with their spouse and they are kind of flailing, and they sort of wait a little bit longer.
Oh, you mean like they're having a heart attack and they don't call 911?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you saying that you might?
So last night I had a dream.
If Peter fell down on the floor in his Lululemons.
So I had a dream last night that he was about to get on this bar stool and he was really drunk.
I like it already.
And I pushed him.
Yeah.
And he hit his head really hard, and he wasn't moving. And the good news is, in the dream, I immediately tried to revive him and save him. But I was like, does he realize, now that he's going to come to, that I actually pushed him?
Right. Now, this is a morbid question, but just for fun.
Yes.
If he died.
Yes.
Say that happened.
Yes.
Hypothetically speaking, he fell.
Yes.
Who do you have a friend you could call to help you carry the body? Like
I need about four. It's a very heavy body.
You're going to need a couple of people. Who would be your go-to?
Honestly, I don't have anybody. Nobody would help me.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to jeopardize their life to be an accomplice.
Uh-huh.
Nobody.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if I have anybody like that either.
No.
I feel like I just watched something.
Actually, maybe my sons.
That's what I was going to ask. Well, they'd be like, we'll help you.
They're probably the only ones.
Oh, my God. They could lift them.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Yeah.
All right.
But I thought you were going to say, do I have someone in mind I'd like to date? And
that's even better.
When I was with the boys. We were like leaving a coffee place like in Palm Desert.
Yeah.
And this guy's like, oh, I'd like to see you. Bring me coffee in the morning. And I was like, boys, did you see that? They didn't see it. And
wait a minute. He was working there?
No, he's like leaving in his car or whatever.
And he said, I'd like to
see. And then, yes. And so then I go, did you see that Drake that like old crusty man hit on me?
Oh,
you
it was
know?
An old crusty man.
And then, but I go, but if something happened to Dad, I'm like, I don't want another old
no.
crusty man. And he goes, and besides, Dad has a nicer car than that guy. I'm like, well, whatever. So I'm just, but when I, that's what happens. Yeah. When I see on occasion somebody else
right.
hit on me, which we do sort of see a little bit in Sex and the City where the guy was like creepy at the open house. It
oh,
makes me
was,
go,
yeah.
I just don't think there's like a ton of like great potential out there.
Uh-huh. So, no. Yeah, well, anyway
Megan King Edson is going to be back out there.
To quickly go back to Sex and the City for a second, obviously there's going to be something with this handsome podcast
producer.
Yeah.
Yes, which is
so
a very
when's it going
job.
To happen? I mean, I feel like we need to move this thing along.
Well, when she gets the hip replacement, she's hot for the hot
I didn't
therapist.
See this coming attraction. Where did you see that?
It's at the very end of the episode.
Oh,
I watched
I
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They didn't give it till after the like Willie Garcon.
Yeah.
You know, tribute.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Got it.
Which, by the way, I have something sad to admit.
Oh no.
So when I did 25 words or less with Willie.
Oh, you did it with Willie. Yeah.
Like most people, I thought he was gay.
Yeah.
So I started to talk to him and. You know, it wasn't, he was acting not like his character, but I just assumed he was gay, right?
Right.
And then he said he had a son, which again, doesn't mean gay. That you're yeah. not gay. And so I was like, yeah, you got to do a Juicy Scoop. And well, this is like a year and a half ago. So before we know that the show's coming back, but just, you know, and I'm like, and right away it's like, I don't want to talk about Sex and the City. I want to talk about this other thing I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. One of
and
those.
Then
right.
I realized in more conversation he was straight.
Yeah.
And I never pursued the interview.
Oh, no. Well.
I mean, I think he did fine in life not being on it, but I was kind of like. But I literally was like, oh, if he doesn't want to talk about Sex and the City and he's not gay.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad about it.
Well, you'll get over it.
I mean, I'm just saying I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I'm just honest with you guys. What do you want me to do?
I appreciate it.
I mean, that's weird that I was. Okay.
No, it was. We appreciate that type of honesty.
Let's talk about the latest with Britney. Did you see this singing video that she did?
Yeah, I did.
And your thoughts?
Well, I mean, come on now. You know, I know this audience is very ardent Britney Spears fans, but that singing was rough. It was hard to listen to. It was rough. Maybe it was the acoustics of the bathroom. It was the marble. I don't know. Bouncing. It was not good.
Here's what I think. I think Instagram is a very interesting thing. And she's getting a lot of attention and a lot of love and absolutely no negativity whatsoever, except on occasion when I have you on Juicy Scoop.
No, that's not negative. I'm just saying.
And so... I think she's just like, it doesn't matter what I do.
Yeah.
And I just feel like doing it, you know, unlike somebody that has a really curated Instagram or every photo is like, you know, done. She realizes like the more messed up her makeup is and the roots out and the weird stuff,
right.
It even gets more action. And she's, you know, been in the limelight since she was like 10 years old. I think she doesn't know any different.
I agree. Well, I'll tell you this. Did I tell you I met the Free Britney movement? I met the people behind it?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, and?
They're interesting people. Nice people. You know, I met them.
Do you think they're going to move on to any other freeing anybody else? Amanda Bynes or anybody?
Well, it is interesting to me. One of them made a speech. I was writing for an award show.
Yes.
And they were receiving an award for whatever. I don't know. Freeing Britney. Something like
that.
And they were all there, 10 of them, whatever. You know, some of them freakish looking, some of them normal looking.
Okay.
And they seemed to be there was infighting amongst them.
Wow.
Amongst the Free Britney people, because three of them got up on stage to accept the award, and one of them made the speech. And then they said, "Okay, and cut." It was not live; it was taped. And one woman goes, now are we going to do that where all three of us get to speak? And they were like, oh, we didn't have that on the script. That was just going to be that person. They're like, no, we all get to speak. So they had to redo it. With all three of them got to speak. The heads.
So this wasn't a live event, but they put it together and they put it on what, YouTube?
It's going to be on something. I think tonight or tomorrow. Whatever.
Okay.
But there was some infighting. Then the one girl goes on to actually make a pretty good speech about these type of situations that Britney Spears was under.
Yeah.
And all the other people who are under them, not just Britney, but famous people. You know, Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek, the black woman in Star Trek.
Oh, wow.
You know her? Apparently she's under one. She's much older.
Yeah.
So whether her mental capabilities are. And then I guess Amanda Bynes is under one. So I thought that was interesting that I thought Britney was – I know she wasn't the only one, but I thought there was other
stuff. Well, I mean, I think, yes, if she can shed light on this thing that's just been going on.
Right.
You know, like how other people shed light on, like, you know, people that are
– conservatorships.
Yes,
right.
And people that are, like, you know, behind – literally behind bars for – you know, for crimes that they should be let out. Like anything that's drawing attention to it's good. What do we predict she's going to perform or do anything soon?
No, I don't think she is. I really don't. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I just don't think she's interested anymore. I think showbiz, I don't think showbiz has treated her well. And I think she's
getting enough creative love out of just doing Instagrams. Yeah. I mean, she hasn't utilized money on it, but she should.
Listen. Show business is a shitty business. It's a shitty business if you're 50. It's a shitty business if you're, especially when you're 10 years old. And I think if you've gone through what she's gone through, you don't want to be in it anymore. You're done. You see it with a lot of people. It's not the only one. Like, a lot of people are like, I'm done with show business. You know? So I think there's no way. Why would she go back at this point? I don't think
has to. You were talking about somebody that we used to work with in show business.
Yes.
And he was more like the behind the scenes person at Chelsea lately, mm-hmm. and we were always fascinated about what his real life was.
Yeah, I did a show last night at the Improv.
Yes,
and some people who knew him asked me, you know, if I knew, because mm-hmm. they knew I worked on Chelsea lately. So I said, "Do you know this person?" And I said, "Yeah, yeah, I know him well. We're good friends back in the Chelsea Lately days." And they asked about his, he has an interesting life. You know him, and you know his life. And he's always with rich men, one now a lot, and he doesn't seem to be gay.
Right.
And a lot of people, these people specifically, were asking me if I knew anything. Like,
if he was in a romantic relationship.
Yeah, they're romantic.
With this
and
guy.
I said, I don't know anything. I was curious, as anyone.
I was going to say, I think there are wealthy people that have like paid companion kind of people that they're not sexually involved with.
Just friends.
I think they're just like, and if they're a wealthy straight guy and they can choose a younger companion.
Right.
I feel like black entertainers do a lot and no one thinks it's weird.
Well, like
black entertainers will have a posse. Yeah, they'll have the trainer, the bodyguard, the this, the that.
Right.
You know, and that's just their homeboys that they bring in with them.
Right.
But if a white guy doesn't really have the homeboys because their homeboys are doing their own thing.
Right.
They have their own families.
Mm-hmm.
But now this guy's single and he has a lot of money and he doesn't want to be alone. So I'll put you on the payroll. You'll help book reservations. You'll also kind of cute so you can bring some cute tail or pull some girls in. But also if I'm going to go to Europe and do something and I don't have a girlfriend I want to be with, I don't want to, I still have a guy that like, I enjoy.
Okay.
But maybe we're not boning.
That could – I believe that's the case in this situation because I don't think he's a gay guy. But I don't know. They take some pictures that look – they're always in robes.
Well, nothing would make me happier if this particular person was gay.
Right.
And like – and hooked up with someone super rich.
Right.
And is living the high life.
Yeah. Well, he is living the high life.
I know.
I see him on private jets and slippers.
Oh, well, geez. Yeah. I mean, I think there's rich women that pay for friends.
Right.
You know, to an extent, and then or pay for them to be on trips you get to a certain level and you want someone to come with you and they are not at your level to pay their part. Then you absolutely can treat
Do you think
people.
You'd be a good hired friend?
No, but I'm down to hire some friends.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like who? Like what type of friend?
Well, right now I think...
Could I get a couple of bucks out of this?
I'm saying in treating people on a trip, if you're at that level, but this is more than treating someone on a trip. This okay. is like treating their whole lifestyle.
Yeah.
So I would hope that I would never have to do that, but like I could see being like, yeah, you know, I've got this place in Malibu. I'm a widow.
Right.
My kids are grown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't want to be alone, you know, and you're a fun girl and like, let's go hang. I don't know.
Right. All right. I think you might be
I don't want to go down on you, but I also don't need some guy around that I don't trust. So maybe I just like to have a heterosexual girlfriend with me.
Yeah.
That is down to do the stuff I want to do.
Okay.
So we'll see.
You might be right about that.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I want to tell you something. I just took a grab of this photo. This is Mary, and she is the one who is a cult leader. Oh. And she is so bizarre and odd. And at one moment, she said to the girl who's been arrested, Jen Shaw, for fraud, she said, I pray every day that you're guilty. I mean, that you're innocent. Like, she is it is the craziest, weirdest show I've ever seen. And then this is coming up next week. I just took a photo of this girl's outfit. I just wanted you to see it.
Yeah.
It looks like Elton John.
Right.
Ate a flamingo. Yeah. Like, what is this?
It looks like a flamingo. Yeah, a flamingo is attacked and it's walking away from the attack.
All these shows are just like about such weird outfits.
Can I say?
Yes.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I meant to mention one other thing to you.
Yes.
And I'm going to go back to Sex and the City, and
please
I apologize.
Please do.
Because it's fresh in my mind from watching it last night.
Please do.
And it's something that bothers me a lot, and I believe it happens in these shows that you're showing, these Real Housewives shows.
Yeah.
And please watch Sex and the City again, and you'll agree with me.
And Just Like That or Sex and the City?
And Just Like That.
Okay.
The extras are all very bad. They're all acting.
You're always obsessed with extras.
I know. But I don't know why. I'm obsessed with these ones. You have to watch again.
Okay.
They're all really overacting.
Well, I think they're probably so excited to be an extra on Sex and City.
There are several scenes that they're actually getting in the way of the action several times.
Oh, by the way, the girl that wrote the article and shared about how she was a stand-in for Kristen Davis and that she didn't like Chris Noth's behavior around her.
Yeah.
She also wrote, when I heard the show was coming back, I reached out and wrote an email and said, I'd love to be the stand-in again. I'll even do PA and extra work, but I never heard back. You think?
Yeah. Right.
She wrote the article. She shared her disdain for it like a couple years ago.
Right. And then,
And then it comes out and she's like wondering why they're not like, oh, you know what? Let's definitely have her back for a part that is not that, no offense, but a stand-in is you can find people that are Kristen Davis height and colored hair, but okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, I thought that was weird. Okay. I need to talk to you about Sister Wives.
Okay.
You do not need to watch this show to understand what I'm going to say.
I mean, I know it, but I don't know it.
Cody, this is filmed before the vaccine.
Uh-huh.
It's been 7 months since the lockdown. And he's such a freak about the COVID rules that he really is only living with Robin, wife number four, because she follows the rules. The other three women are feeling like, okay, we never see you. We don't... This one on the end, Janelle, I think she actually misses him, and I think that she misses boning with him.
Yeah.
Because he's like, maybe they'd be nicer if I was intimate with them. Anyway, this one, Mary, he wants nothing to do with, and she's been home for 7 months following the COVID rules.
Yeah.
But nobody bothered to see her because she only has one daughter who's a lesbian and getting married.
Yeah.
So she's alone in her house, and they meet about how can we – get on the same page about rules so that we can maybe have Thanksgiving together. And then Mary goes, well, I've been doing these rules for 7 months and I'm all by myself. And they're like, oh, you have? Like, nobody wants to see her. And anyway, Cody's the worst person on earth. And like, these are his rules. And the rules include like wiping down the mail and stuff.
Oh, because of COVID. Yeah.
Taking off all your clothes on the porch.
Oh.
and right. your shoes.
Yeah.
And immediately showering once you've gone
Remember
to
those
a store.
Days early on in COVID? We were,
I never
yeah.
did that, but
yeah, I
okay.
never did it either.
And they're like, so the women are just like, you know what? Why don't we just like not meet? And he's just like, oh, and he's just so awful. And then he's really angry. He's like, I will never be run by a wife. Anyway, my prediction is all the wives are going to leave. But Robin, this one in the brunette, because she's putting up with it. It's just a very – it's very – now, what do you think's going on in this photo? I just want you to guess.
They're making a cake of some sort. Look, they're baking.
Who do you think they are?
They're some sort of sister wives, right? No?
No.
Who are they?
This is one of the women's daughter.
Okay.
And her husband.
Oh. Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that. I wouldn't have guessed. What? Yeah, okay. I see it now.
And they do this gender reveal.
Oh.
Which I really can't believe.
Whose gender are they revealing? Because I need a gender reveal on everybody in this picture.
I know. And they do a gender reveal and they're like, this is elephant foam or something. I don't know what they call it. And if it comes out pink, then it's a girl. Blue. Anyway, it came out yellow, which I thought was very telling right. in this whole situation.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, it's a girl. And everyone's like, woo, this is so great. And I just like... Look at the background. Like, look at
I know,
their backyard.
Like,
they're
in a junkyard.
Just like junk everywhere. Yeah. I'm like, I know it's TLC, but you guys have been on the show for like 15 years. Like, is there really? And
I feel like the trampoline is something you should not commit. Just go. Your kids are going to be into trampolines for like 6 months. Go to like a trampoline park. Don't get the trampoline in your yard. It's something that's going to, you know, it's not going to end well.
We got a trampoline, a hand-me-down from Kris Jenner.
Oh.
Kylie and
we're
and
done with.
Whoa, Kendall
that's a,
used to
well,
jump
that's
on
a good
it.
One.
And we put it with the – it had the thing around it so it's safe. This one is not safe. And built it – like put it kind of below in the corner of our yard.
Yeah.
And it was a huge hit for so many years.
Oh, really?
So many kids came and like it was
– Because it was a Jenner
thing? No, it was just a nice trampoline. Yeah. Kids just like it.
Okay.
I'm just saying. But when it's out in a field like that.
Yeah.
And then people are wearing these
Hot
type of clothing.
Trampoline.
But I just want to say like for these younger – for the younger generation – I mean, I just can't believe people still do gender reveals. I mean, isn't that kind of politically incorrect?
Yeah. It's like you always say about reality shows, though. They have to find something. They got to get something that's entertaining. Remember you say it was a pole dancing class.
Yes.
First couple of years of reality TV. And then now I believe gender reveals another one that always gets production value.
Right. But I also see them all on like Facebook and TikTok and all that stuff too.
Yeah. They were like five. You know, people were dying. They were burning down entire states. And I don't know. I don't even understand how it works. Don't you know the gender of your baby? Like if you go with your wife to the
yeah, but you're doing a party, so everyone else gets excited about it.
Who gives a shit?
I went to one.
Really? Who? It's got to be somebody famous.
No, it was just like Peter's cousin, but it was fun to know.
Really?
But it was a COVID party, and it was one of those sad where they like wrapped up each carrot stick and like a bunch of saran wrap, and it was just like trying
boy.
To be all good and,
this is real fun. What's it gonna is it still going?
So let's talk about our goals and resolutions.
Oh,
do you have any, Chris? The fans want to know, how do you feel looking back and what are you looking forward to?
I don't really have any. I mean, I've made them before. The weird thing is I have, and they never came true, none of them. And my life is done. I've done well with no plan. So I choose not to make one.
This is what I think.
Okay.
With the Omicron, I just think people need to know that this just obviously may never go away.
I know. So that's why.
So it's like, it just.
I mean, who saw this coming?
I mean, it matters like how much, who's going to cancel, who's not.
Yeah.
What's going to. So until it's good for like a solid year of everything being backed, and I just don't think I'll ever like.
Right.
So you make your plan knowing that the plan could be canceled.
And in some cases, hoping the plan could be canceled. Like, it's been a good excuse.
I mean, there is this little kind of thing like, oh, this could get to a point of things getting canceled again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll admit, I had some Christmas stuff canceled, and it was a pleasure. I'm so glad it was some of it was canceled.
I mean, when I look back at, like, what a Christmas was for me.
Yeah.
With little kids and elderly parents.
Right.
Getting all the presents, getting them in their – getting – make sure everyone had Christmas outfits. Going to church.
Yeah.
Then going to the Jenner Christmas party. Then waking up – then going to bed. Then putting out all the presents, waking up the next morning, filming it all. Then having to post for my job that, hey, I was at this party.
Yeah.
You know, all the good photos, posting all day long on Christmas. Then that night, having my parents come and making sure that, like, my dad's in a wheelchair, that he can. And this Christmas was so incredible. This by far was the best Christmas I've ever
really?
Had in my entire life.
That you were
no presents.
Home. No presents.
Nobody wants anything.
I know.
And it's like, I don't even try.
Yeah.
I got my sister some stuff just because I have, you know, whatever stuff.
Right.
And I said, don't worry about getting my kids anything. We didn't do any – and, you know, spent the Christmas money on getting a place and having a vacation. I wrapped for 10 minutes total.
Yeah.
And it was just great.
Great.
We didn't go to church.
No junk. You know, a lot of times just people get junk.
I know. Because I used to also be, as they got older, I was like, I want them to have something to play with that day and open that day.
Yeah.
And then I'd get, you know, they wouldn't like it or, you know, they come, can you return? And so the last couple of years we've gone away.
Right.
And by going away, you really can get out of not having presents.
Yeah.
Because you're like, we can't take many things, or I can only take little things.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, people, don't be sad when your kids get older. It is so much easier.
Okay. Good to know.
I like enjoy the cuteness.
Yeah.
But just know that it is such a more exhausting time than when once they're older. Like it was just great.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I'm excited to hear that. So, what are your goals and resolutions for 2022? What would you like to happen to Juicy Scoop? You want it to become a – I mean, it's a big success. Do you want it to become a bigger success?
My goals are to have more fun, do more, like, just fun trips, which mm-hmm. I would share about, you know. This is a hard one, but I'd like to drink a little less.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. That's a
– I don't know how long – right now I'm 24 hours sober.
Oh, congratulations.
I haven't drank since Saturday night, and it's Monday.
Okay. Well, that's
so I didn't drink yesterday.
That's not bad.
That's
a start. You got to start somewhere. Now, why do you feel you're drinking too much? How much?
I just think
it's the holidays. Is it because of that?
I just think it's like wasted calories, and that I should make it more on an occasion and not just like an every night thing. But then there's a part of me that's like, you've worked hard and you can afford this glass of wine, so why don't you just have it?
Right.
But I think that if I make more of an effort, I will actually have better sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not doing sober January. I never want to do that. Because there might be an occasion where I'm like at a wine pairing and I'm not going to give up the wine pairing. So I don't want to say sober October.
Right.
But I want to say, like, if it's not a big night or if I'm just as happy with an iced tea, like at a thing, why not just have that?
Yeah.
Just get to that place.
Okay.
I think I've indulged a little too much unnecessarily.
Okay. You think just like celebrating.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Like, just drink, you know, or even, like, you know, I just – why?
But if you're, like, sitting at the house watching TV, you have wine?
Sometimes and sometimes I don't. But I'm saying let's get rid of the when there's really no occasion.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And I remember this girl said, I don't drink alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't drink if we're not celebrating something of some sort. Now, that's a little much.
There's not going to be a lot of celebration.
But that's my thing. And so, and you have none. Okay, that's
Well,
great.
I just, you know, I mean, of course I have. I would like to be more, I'd like everything to be more successful. I'm doing good, but I want it to be better.
Yeah.
You know, I would like my podcast to be your podcast and your podcast to fail miserably. No. You know what I mean? Like, I want everything to be better.
Yeah. I did get one person that wrote me, like, this was the first time I listened to Chris's first on a Thursday over yours because they didn't like my interview with my cop. I'm like,
oh, I read a couple of cop things.
Oh,
yeah.
God. And then just move on. I also got a ton of love for it.
Well, good. That's
and
good.
I preferenced it by saying this is not my usual interview.
Right.
I don't.
It's the holidays.
For the people that hated it, just know that you screwed up my Christmas Eve.
Well, also, so,
I did
I'll
not
say
enjoy
this.
Reading those mean things on Christmas Eve. It was bumming me out, the 23rd or whenever that was.
I don't
was.
Enjoy some of the things. Now, listen, my people, they love me and they don't write mad. The only time I get bad things written about me is when I do Juicy Scoop, and I know they're coming for this episode and for my jacket and for whatever the fuck else. You know, I mean. I had one person write, you and I in front of the Christmas tree. The nice TMZ celebrity Christmas tree picture. Somebody writes, oh, all this guy needs is a goatee and he's got every 50-year-old man outfit on. And then somebody writes underneath, I came here to write the same thing. I'm like, oh, two bitches. You know, and it's your people. Your people they come at me.
But it's such a small percentage. The most of them are so sweet.
Right.
Someone wanted me to say what my resolution would be as Ramona Singer.
Okay.
And I would say, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, I got my real estate license. I'm pretty excited about it. I hope to do a new venture. I hope to make some new friends, some friends of color. I would like some more diverse friends. And I think I have a really open heart. And I think that's why I'm the best person I know. And I'm really looking forward to the new year.
You know, it's funny that I've been hearing you do this impression for a long time now. And I've never really heard her speak. And
oh,
I recently
sounds like it. Yeah.
I know. I recently watched an episode and heard her speak. And I was like, wow. I cannot believe how dead on that is.
Thank you. How sweet. Mm-hmm. This also was a Juicy Scooper. Tell us your favorite and least favorite venue to tour. Or is there one that you are okay saying that you wouldn't want to come back? Or you could talk about it and not say their name.
I love Chicago. I just did Zanies in Chicago. And I have to say, like, as I was on stage, I was saying to myself, like, it could end now. Like
your whole life or your career?
No, like stand-up comedy for me. It was so packed. The energy was great. It was Christmas time in Chicago.
It was before Omicron.
Just right before Omicron.
And
we were just having a great time. And I was just like, it could all end. I could be done with stand-up right after this. I love Chicago, Chicago's Annie's, but I love a lot of clubs. The ones I hate are just the ones that, you know, inside comedy stuff, in a way, you know, they don't pick you up from the airport. They don't know you're there.
I don't know that we ever talked about this because I meant to. But when you're with me, I'm just going to say one of the cities. I'm not going to say which one. Mm-hmm. So one of them, it was, you know, four sold out shows and we were, you know, having fun. And that day I was reaching out to the contact about take this person off the VIP list, put this person on. Of people changing their stuff, you know, which, by the way, guys, I do that. Okay. Don't have someone else doing it.
Right.
And so, and I'm waiting for my Uber to come because they don't provide a car, which is fine. That's the way my deals are. The Uber kept not coming. I'm like talking to the guy, can't understand him. And, you know, I jump in like a smelly cab.
Right.
And the smelly cab drops me off like far away because it was like some weird thing. So now I'm walking alone.
Yeah.
And I'm texting the girl. I'm coming around the backside. Can you let me in the green door? The green room door. Nobody there. No one's answering. Finally, I'm just like, walk up to the guy in front of the fans, hoping that people just don't see me because I'm going to see them after the show, you know? And I'm like, hi, I'm Heather McDonald. I'm like, I'm performing. And he's like, I need to see your Vax card.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I performed here last night. I've been vaccinated. Yeah. Like, can you just get me to the green room, please? And so he's like, all right. So then he starts walking me through. And he's going to walk me through the entire packed thing. So then I just ran away from him and went backside, then ran through the stage. And then I see this other girl, not the one. And I'm like, where was whatever the girl is? And she goes, oh, she called in sick at 2.
Yeah. And I know.
So I was kind of in a bitchy mood. And then I said, oh, really? I'm like, so if there was a band of 10 people today performing, nobody would have told one person in the band that their contact was sick at 2.
They wouldn't be standing outside the front door trying to get
in. But the one lone female comic
Yeah.
She's fine, you know? Like, I know. So anyway, what was nice about you, I wasn't thrilled. I was a little bitchy.
Yeah.
And the girl came back and I said, listen, I'm sorry. The vibe was off. This is why. Please don't do a TikTok about me. I mean, I'm just straight up.
Oh, yeah, they're doing TikToks now about who tips well, who doesn't tip well.
Yeah, who was a bitchy one. And I go, please, yeah. Like, I apologize. It's absolutely not your fault.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you know, we're sorry. I go, it's not your fault. It was a person above her, you know. I go, but I'm sorry. I was just, like, frazzled. I, like, was running in a cab. I'm about to do, you know, an hour and a half show, 20 minutes.
Right.
Like, I mean, yeah. I just don't feel very special, you know. And so you came in and you're like, and I go, oh, God, I hope I don't get a mean TikTok about this or a podcast or something. And you're like, well, is everybody thrilled every day that they walk into their office? And
yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, you're right.
No. Yeah, most people.
Like, you're right. Like, oh, my God. But I'm so scared now. And
especially TikTok, they does a whole thing where they say, you know, who's everything. Awful.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And when we were at the restaurant, out at a restaurant, there was this big mix-up about ordering this item for Drake. And I thought he was talking about something else. And I told, and he was like coming and humming. And I'm like, just get one as a starter. Just get one as a starter. I thought they were these little meatballs. Somehow, I guess he was pointing at a steak. So all of a sudden, the steak comes as a starter to share for the table. And he's like, no, this isn't even the steak I wanted. So anyway, it was awkward and weird. And she takes it away. Now it's my fault because I ordered for him.
Yeah.
I shouldn't order for him. He doesn't want the steak. So the check comes and steak is on there.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's this restaurant and I don't want this girl to have to pay for the steak.
Right.
And everything. Anyway, then she came back. She's like, oh, wait, let me take off the steak.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, okay. Thank-. And she's like, and we're such big fans.
So oh,
I'm like,
you
know, imagine
been.
If I was like, but also I knew it was a miscommunication, but I was just afraid that, like, haven't they done that to waiters, like, take money out of their pay? Like, you never know.
Yeah,
it sometimes can happen.
Independently owned restaurants.
Yeah. Like, so, but anyway.
Well, as a guy who's a. Been on Dumois quite a bit. I'm a bit you know, what I'm like Pete Davidson now. You know, they just follow me around and see if I have a freak out.
Yes.
That could have been something that was immediately put on. Is it pronounced Dumois?
Dumois. I know. And you were on there. And
yeah, in Chicago.
In Chicago. But is there some truth that we don't know about? That
no.
You'd like to
well,
share on
no,
Juicy Scoop?
No.
So I'll say for everybody, the photo was him at a restaurant bar by himself looking sad.
Yeah.
And the thing said Chris Frangiola was just spotted at this bar in Chicago
having
a freak out because someone mistook him for a local weatherman.
Which was a story that I told. Yeah. There's some another story where someone thought I was a weatherman and I was in a true fist fight in a bar and someone said
yes.
Who got into a fight? Someone said, I don't know, I think some weatherman.
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with it. No, with that. It was some girl being funny. She took a picture of me, and then I went back to the bar to get a drink. She said, I just sent your picture to Dumois and said you were having a freak out. I wasn't having a freak out, and I wasn't even sitting alone. There was another comedian there. He just got up at that point and whatever.
Well, then I took it because I had to be thirsty and make it about me.
No, it was great.
And I said, I did a story on it, and I said, I'm gonna get the juicy scoop behind it.
Right.
And Dumois reposted that.
I know. Yeah, and then I posted something else. Oh, we're on TMZ for Christmas trees or whatever. And I posted that, and Dumois wrote me on Instagram and did like a laughing faces on that. So they're Dumois' huge fans.
Huge fan, great sense of humor.
Great sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I wish they would follow me around more. I really do. I want people to take pictures of me everywhere and say I'm freaking out. You know, I don't go many places. So if you see me in Home Depot, say that I'm freaking out.
And if I truly am freaking out, can you guys just know that?
It's a lot. I always say this.
I really try not to on occasion.
Yeah. Who doesn't? I mean, you're not going to be the one they have to duct tape to a seat.
Never
on an airline.
But if I'm a little like, or like, okay, I'll tell you something. I wasn't great to my son at the Vans store.
Recently?
Recently.
Yeah.
Because listen, I know this is weird for people, but my kids don't ever want anything.
Right.
But they're like tall and cute, and they could be cuter.
Right.
If they let me fucking dress them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and Brandon like doesn't tell me that like his shoes are basically like falling apart.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, it's time for new shoes, loser. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So we go to the Van store, and he's like, I don't know. I go, listen, get both, okay? Because this isn't fun taking you. I'd like to get both. And he's like, okay, I don't know. I'm like, could you put your foot fully in the shoe and make sure? And he's like, God, you're being so mean. And I'm like, seeing these other people, I'm like, I am being kind of mean. So if you're in the Van store in Century City, don't do TikTok about how I mean. I made up with my son. But I was just like literally, they're not great shoppers, you know? And it's just like, but I got to have like a collared shirt to go out to dinner. Like, you got to like, come on.
I wish there was TikTok when I was like waiting tables, because I waited on like every celebrity. And most, I mean, the biggest nightmare was Diane Cannon. I think she's since passed.
Laker girl? The woman that was always at the Laker game, right? With the long, blonde,
Diane,
curly hair.
That's Diane Cannon. You're right. I'm wrong. Diane Carroll. Very beautiful black woman. She's on Dynasty.
Oh,
she's very famous. And God, she was the worst. Like, so mean. Like, people would quit.
What would she say to them?
Just the most god-awful things. People would, like, I come back to the table crying and quit. Like, I can't go back to that table. I had to take care of her because she hated me so much.
Okay, give me an example. So I'm coming over. I'm delivering a steak.
She ordered she said she wanted a white Cabernet. I know. There's no such thing.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm sorry. I don't think there's a white Cabernet. There is. Trust me. I've been all over the world. There is a white Cabernet, she said. I know. I got to be honest with you. I don't think there is. But I'll check. Let me go check for white Cabernet. So I go to the back, you know, talk to some sommelier. Is there a white Cabernet? No, the fuck a white Cabernet. So I go back. Miss Diane Carroll? No white Cabernet. And she's screaming, get my white Cabernet. And we eventually just gave her a Cabernet. And she's like, well, thank you.
That was red?
Yes.
Or I would have just gone with like a white wine,
yeah,
and said whatever. It was a white Cabernet.
I mean, I remember the screaming. And then it was David Carradine. Remember him?
Yeah.
People would recognize him at the bar.
Yeah.
These are my two, if I had to TikTok about it. And they would say, I'm going to buy you a drink, because he's Kung Fu and whatever.
Yeah.
Kill Bill. And he would always order, no matter who they were. He would say, oh, well, you could buy me a drink. And he would order Johnny Walker Blue, which is like the most expensive drink you could order.
How much is it?
$175 for
a shot?
A shot. The shot. And he would have no problem with it. And people would be like, oh, okay. And $175, and they'd pay it, and he'd sit there drinking it. Then he'd say, they'd be like, don't offer me a drink then, if you don't want me to order the most expensive. And he always ordered the most expensive.
Do you know that?
I've seen him do it like six times.
That's so funny, because when we were at that restaurant, that's what Drake noticed, that they had that.
Yeah.
And he's like, they're like, both he and McKinsey are like, a shot is $175.
Yeah, in some cases, like $220. Yeah. Yeah, and David Carradine would always order it. That was yeah.
Is he alive anymore?
No, he's dead. Remember, he hung himself.
Oh, by accident.
Yeah, well, so they say.
By a sexual thing.
Yeah, some people say it was a autoerotic asphyxiation deal.
Mm, nice.
Yeah.
Well, rest in peace. At least he got those expensive drinks.
This is during the much, much less politically correct times than we live in now. After he died, hung himself accidentally or purposely, whatever. The New York Post headline was, the next day was, Hung Fu. That's how the times were different. Because he played Kung Fu, and that was the headline, Hung Fu. Could you imagine?
The New York Post?
The New York Post headline was Hung Fu. Big letters, Hung Fu.
Oh, my God.
I know.
On that note, Chris... everybody, follow Chris Frangiola.
Chris Frangiola.
Listen cover to cover.
Cover to
cover.
Go
to his shows.
Yeah.
And he's got
New York.
January in New York and
February in Tacoma, Washington.
I'll be at the Tempe Improv February 5th and 6th. Of course, you can find everything at heathermcdonald.net.
City Winery, January 8th, New York City. See you there.
Thank you, everyone. Happy New Year.